News release. Vance Badawi. Vance Badawi, Member of Parliament for Niagara Centre and Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Transport, welcomed the Government of Canada's announcement of ALTO, a transformative high-speed rail project that will connect Toronto to Quebec City. This landmark initiative will deliver faster, cleaner, and more reliable transportation while driving economic growth and creating thousands of good-paying jobs. As Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Transport, I'm proud to be part of a government that is making bold investments to strengthen Canada's infrastructure, create jobs, and improve the daily lives of Canadians, Badawi said. High-speed rail will connect our communities more efficiently, reduce emissions, and ensure our transportation systems are ready for the future. High-speed rail is Canada's ambition in action. A modern, efficient, and sustainable rail network, the ALTO High-Speed Rail Network will deliver faster travel times. With speeds of up to 300 km per hour on dedicated tracks, passengers will experience significantly reduced travel times, less than 3 hours between Toronto and Montreal, and under 2 hours from Toronto to Ottawa. Boost economic growth. The project is estimated to increase Canada's GDP by up to $35 billion annually and create over 51,000 jobs during construction. Reduce emissions. Electric high-speed rail will provide a cleaner alternative to car travel, cutting greenhouse gas emissions and advancing Canada's net-zero targets. Since 2016, the federal government has invested $783.5 million to advance the planning and development of high-speed rail. Wednesday's announcement includes a new $3.9 billion commitment to support the next phase of the project, the co-development phase, between the Crown Corporation ALTO and the selected private sector consortium. This phase will focus on design, land acquisition, regulatory approvals, and Indigenous consultations. ALTO represents more than just faster trains, it's about building a stronger, more connected Canada. This generational investment will benefit communities across Ontario and Quebec while creating new opportunities for businesses and workers, Badawi said. I look forward to continuing our work with local communities to strengthen interprovincial and municipal transit systems, ensuring they integrate seamlessly with the high-speed rail network. Construction is expected to begin in 2031, with high-speed rail service enhancing travel options for millions of Canadians while preserving Via Rail's operations across the rest of the country.